WMRA News, I'm Bob Levickin. Virginia marks two grim milestones. More than 10,000 Virginians have now died from COVID-19. And Sunday was the one-year anniversary of the first victim. An end to a ban on abortion coverage, a change in local elections, and dozens of other bills are now law. And after months of infighting, the Virginia GOP agrees on a convention with dozens of locations around the state. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 15th. Virginia officials said Friday that the state expects to meet or possibly exceed President Joe Biden's commitment to make all adults eligible for COVID-19 vaccines by May 1st. State vaccine coordinator Dr. Danny Avula said the state may even outpace that date by a couple of weeks. Avula also said the May 1st goal won't require the state to rethink its distribution strategy. The state has administered more than 2.5 million doses of vaccine. 19.5% of the population has received at least one dose, according to the health department. That's almost one in five Virginians. Avula said he thinks phase 1B, the current phase of vaccinations, can be completed by mid-April. It includes frontline workers and people aged 16 to 64 with an underlying medical condition. Sunday marked 1 year since a Virginia man in his 70s died from COVID-19. Officially, he was the first of 10,019 people who have died from the virus in Virginia, but the pandemic has claimed many more lives. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
As the pandemic started, Stephen Wolfe knew it was going to kill many more people than we could accurately count.
People in my line of work immediately connected the dots and realized that this was going to have ripple effects that affect health beyond the patients who are infected with the virus.
Wolfe is a physician and researcher with Virginia Commonwealth University's Center on Society and Health. His team estimated that only 70% of the excess deaths happening during the pandemic could be attributed officially to COVID-19.
Another way of thinking about it is for every two people who are known to have died from COVID-19, there's an additional death.
And like the virus, he says those excess deaths disproportionately impacted Black, Latino, and other underserved communities.
Racial and ethnic inequity in health outcomes during COVID-19 is only a new example of a very old problem. Once the pandemic is in the rearview mirror and everybody's vaccinated and we're all back at football games and so forth, we're not going to realize that that problem has definitely not gone away.
He also says the health issues many people developed in the pandemic could result in more illness and death in the future. I'm Jad Khalil.
Undocumented immigrants in Virginia will be eligible for state-funded financial aid beginning next year. It's one of several bills Governor Ralph Northam signed into law last week. Ben Pavier with VPM in Richmond reports.
Undocumented students already qualify for in-state tuition, thanks to a bill Democrats passed last year. This year's proposal allows them to also access aid. It passed despite winning just 3 Republican votes. Only one Republican voted for another new law, signed by Governor Northam, dealing with abortion. Currently, insurance companies can't sell plans covering the procedure on the state-run marketplace. The new law undoes that restriction, which was put in place by Republican lawmakers after President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act. Northam still has hundreds of bills to review. That includes legislation that would end the death penalty and legalize marijuana. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Two other notable bills Northam signed will shift municipal elections from May to November and prohibit school boards from suing families to collect debts on unpaid school meals. Well, after months of infighting, the Republican Party of Virginia has agreed on a convention with dozens of locations around the state to choose its nominees for this year's statewide contests. Factions of the party's state central committee agreed to the compromise on Friday. The GOP had opted for a convention rather than a state-run primary to nominate candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. But because of COVID-19 restrictions on gatherings, many Republicans worried that an in-person convention would not be possible and that the state central committee would end up selecting nominees instead of voters. Last month, the committee approved a drive-in convention on the campus of Liberty University, but the university said it had not agreed to the plan. Republicans will announce voting sites under the new plan next month. The convention will be May 8th. Finally today, is Virginia getting all the tax dollars coming to it? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports on an effort to crack down on corporations that avoid taxes.
In recent years, concerns have been growing that corporations are finding new and creative ways to avoid paying taxes. Chris Swatica at the Commonwealth Institute says Virginia allows too many big businesses to dodge paying their fair share.
Corporations have become much more sophisticated in how they strategize around reducing their state taxes by being able to move profits between different states and subsidiaries.
The solution, he says, is combining the reporting of parent companies with their subsidiaries and related companies. But Jared Walczak, the Tax Foundation, says that combined reporting approach might end up being overly complicated and ultimately counterproductive.
You may be adding a subsidiary or an affiliated company in another state that has no sales in Virginia. That actually reduces the amount that you can tax the in-state company. So it's not always a pro. There are ways in which this can actually lose revenue.
Lawmakers recently approved a study to look at how mandatory combined reporting might work in Virginia and what kind of lost revenue might be captured by going after those tax-avoiding corporations. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.